This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Wednesday, January 28th. God's word for you today is Metamorphosis. A scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, and it says, "But we Christians have no veil over our faces. We can be mirrors that brightly reflect the glory of the Lord. And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like Him." Understanding that no matter what you go through, God doesn't just use it for your good, but He also uses it to change you to be better foil gratitude. Imagine someone who says, "I am a Gen Z. We speak our mind, so I will say everything I want to say. I cannot take just anything from any boss. I will talk to him." So he goes to work, and because he is a Gen Z, he insults his boss because he does not like what his boss is doing. You talk anyhow, and you claim that is just how you are, so you have to speak your mind. Go ahead. Then you do it, and you get fired from the first job and the second job. You start a business, but nobody wants to work with you. God still loves you, so guess what? He will make everything work for your good, but by the time he is done, you will become a changed person. Your mouth will be on lockdown. Before you open your mouth, you will ask the Holy Spirit if he wants you to speak or not. Can you see the difference? So, not only does God work for you, but by the time you come out of that situation, you will have a sanctified mouth. Some say, "No, no, no, Pastor. I just have to express myself. I say everything that is in my heart." The Bible says only a fool says everything that is in his heart. By the time God brings you out of that situation, not only will God give you victory without in the name of Jesus, he will give you victory within. By the time you come out, you will be a totally different person. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 says, "For God is at work within you, helping you want to obey him, and then helping you do what he wants." As God works with you, you are changed from glory to glory, and you go from strength to strength. I want to make a confession, and it is a true confession. Are you ready? My confession is that I am not all I should be. No, I am not. But if you don't like me right now, be patient, because I am getting better. I am going to be all that God has created me to be. I am not all I should be, but I will be all that God has created me to be. What I'm saying is that even though I am not what I should be, by the grace of God, I am not what I used to be. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And by the grace of God, I will become all I have been created to be. And all that is possible because God is working in me. God is changing me. When I see and understand that God is changing me, I am grateful. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9 says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. When you are weak, my power is made perfect in you.' So I'm very happy to brag about my weaknesses. Then Christ's power can live in me." Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, make me more and more like you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.